Welcome back to It's More Than a Game podcast powered by Elite Fit Connect. I'm your host, Jalen, and we've been gone for a minute, and I just want to tell you that it was purposeful, right? We've been heads down into creating this platform, EFC. Again, the purpose of it is to help coaches lead with purpose and giving athletes the tools to reach their full potential, right? Where we are now, we made some big updates to the platform to make it more responsive, make it more sped it up a little bit, right? And now we're at the stage of getting more people back on the platform through this beta phase, right? So if you are a trainer or a coach who needs a system, a one-stop shop digital platform to run your coaching or training business, hit us up. We'll get you on there. We'll get you in the beta phase for free for a certain amount of time. But again, we just want to build this platform and cater it as much as possible to our users, you know, the trainers, because you guys are the ones that are putting in the work on the court, right? And so we just want to make sure that this platform does everything right, okay? You've been rocking with this podcast since episode one. First off, truly appreciate you as always. And truly, right, I think this is an important community that we're building to really just make sure that we have the right heads, we have the right minds in this space, right? Leadership is important. And it's more so important when we're making a tremendous impact on the younger generation of hoopers, okay? We've talked about identity, we've talked about process, leadership, and technology, but today I want to ask, you know, a certain question. Who will we be when the scoreboard stops telling you who you are, okay? And this is about that next chapter when the ball stops bouncing and you have to, you know, hang up your jersey. We talk about business, brand, and balance, and how athletes often tie identity solely to performance. And that's one thing that I struggled with life outside of basketball is, you know, with basketball on the court, you get that immediate feedback, right? You shoot a shot, it either goes in or you miss. So with that feedback, what do you do next? If you lose a game or if you win a game, right, that dictates the next steps. But life outside of basketball doesn't really work that way, right? It takes time to kind of cement yourself into whatever it may be. But when we talk about training, I think that's like the direct correlation right there, right? Because if you're trying to work on a new move, you're not going to get that down overnight. It's going to take time. It's going to take work until you finally master that move, right? So I think this is where the similarity lies, right? And then what comes with, you know, when you're done with playing the sport, basketball in this case, right? Like, who are you after that? What's your purpose after the game? But I think we tend to think that our purpose isn't as, you know, important as our purpose on the court, which is the furthest thing from the case. And again, that's something that I went through, trying to find myself again after having stopped playing for, almost 20 years. So this podcast, It's More Than a Game, the goal of this is to, you know, one, challenge you, no matter where you are, whether you're a player, you're a coach, trainer, parent, or some kind of leader in the game, it's to challenge you, it's to challenge your way of thinking, and to make sure that we are truly creating that community for the younger generation of hoopers. And so what does your legacy mean when the lights fade? And that's really what I want to get into today. And this kind of transitions into the newfound definition of what an athlete is, right? Because it's much different than what it was, you know, a while back in like early 2000s, right? Than what it is now. Okay. It's the definition of being an athlete has changed, right? You're no longer just a player. Like, especially when we talk about NIL, the transfer portal, especially when we talk about, you know, colleges trying to make money off of you as a player, they're not looking at you just as a player. Yes, that's a big part of it, but you're also a brand. You're also a business. And in some cases, you might be your own media company, because that online presence is so crucial. And schools look at that. Professional teams look at that, because at the end of the day, your online presence, it's going to affect theirs in a good way or a bad way. The global sports economy is worth hundreds of billions of dollars. And athletes are moving from endorsements to equity and ownership. Right, you have big time players like LeBron James, Steph Curry, Sue Bird, right? And then your younger players, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, you know, players like that, Cooper, right? Cooper Flagg, right? All these players have some kind of business venture going on, okay? And they all show you what long-term influence looks like right? Moving from players to platform builders, thought leaders, or just leaders in general in some kind of community, right? Whether it could be for, you know, the lesser privileged communities, or it could be for education, STEM, right? Like, I think Jaylen Brown, he has his own venture and gives back to students who are founders or, you know, they're in that tech space, right? Building something for the community, right? I mean, there's so many use cases out there, but that is what an athlete is turning into, okay? And when we bring in the NIL, right? The NIL has a like crazy role in all of this, right? Because it dictates a lot of these decisions that these kids have to make, right? Especially when we talk about money, right? And sometimes those dollar signs can jade our judgment a little bit, right? Because as a young 18-year-old who's getting ready to play college basketball, if I have the opportunity to make a lot of money now, I'm probably more likely to choose that opportunity that makes me more money. But then we also forget about like, what are the secondary and tertiary, you know, effects that come with that? Do we lose some ownership? Do we lose some say in like how we just, you know, run our own brand and business, right? There's a lot to think about. And there's just a lot of pressure that comes with that instant branding versus just being authentic and growing as you are. Especially for a young kid, I can only imagine the amount of pressure that's put on them to make sure that, you know, they're doing everything perfect, because we're not perfect. If anything, you know, we're the most imperfect creatures on this earth. But all that pressure, all the lights, all the cameras, that just adds to like, you know, just us kind of mentally beating ourselves down. And there's just that huge transition period of an athlete just coming from high school into a bigger scene in the college space and then in the professional space, right? You got endorsements, you have brand deals, you have agencies reaching out to you, you have your own family reaching out to you and friends, right? There's just so many things out there, and it just becomes hard to navigate. I think there are three pillars that help break down this just whole mess, okay? And I don't say mess to like bring a negative connotation on it, but it's a lot to deal with, especially as a young athlete, right? So let's break down these pillars that define what this legacy should look like. First and foremost, it's purpose. And that's what's gonna keep you centered. Like, what are your values? What are your morals? What is your North Star? And I think as long as you stay true to your purpose, you'll be fine. That next pillar is platform. And you have to understand that whatever platform you have, that's going to be used to amplify your message. So whatever you believe in, you know, let's say is giving back to the youth in the sports environment, you know, make sure your platform can accommodate for that. Make sure your platform can get you to amplify your voice and use it to the best of your ability. In fact, abuse your platform for that. Don't let anyone else dictate what you do with your platform. The third pillar is just process, right? And I really think process is so important in anything in life, right? But process is gonna make everything just sustainable. If you don't have processes in place, you're just gonna get lost in the weeds and you're gonna forget, you know, how something should be done, or, you know, if something went right, like, how can you replicate that? Or how can you learn from some of the bad decisions or bad experiences, right? That's where process comes in. It keeps everything, not necessarily systematic, but it's almost like your guide to how things should run in respect to your own personal brand, your purpose, your belief, whatever that may be. The best brands don't go viral. They're just consistent. It takes effort to get to where you want to. Okay. And I look at that for myself, right? It took a lot of time for me to develop as a basketball player to make it to the Division I level. I couldn't just wake up and say, I want to be a Division I player, and then the next day go do it. That's not how it works. It takes time. It takes a process to do it over and over again. You're like, where you're damn near delusional. Got to be delusional in something that you only know. Like, you may be the only person that believes in something, and maybe everybody else is counting you out, but you just have to be delusional in that, okay? And that comes with being consistent, having that work ethic, and being disciplined. And, you know, fortunately for me in my upbringing, right, my dad was in the military. He was in the Army. So I was kind of rooted in that, like, attention to detail and discipline. So that was beneficial for me and kind of staying the course, trusting the process to reach my goal, right? I quickly realized, like, I was an undersized guard. I was always the smallest one on the court. Never was the most athletic. Maybe I was the fastest here and there, but I was always counted out just merely because of my size. But I knew that through process, like staying true to the process, staying true to the course, that I can reach my goals. And that's the same thing in building Elite Fit Connect, right? It's been almost a year now since the inception of this company, but anybody could have quit at this point, right? And don't get me wrong, there are days where I'm just like, I'm spending a lot of time and resources on this, but I know that through process, through repetition, through discipline, that Elite Fit Connect can get to where I think it can get to. Okay. And this is, amplifying your voice. Like, the question comes with, like, how do you do that? I think in today's age, like, social media plays a big part of that. I remember when Instagram started, like, it was, you got to see the insight of, like, all your friends and family, like, at the tips of your finger. And but social media has turned into, a marketing strategy. Like, you see all these big brands, creating content, and even so, like, they're in the comment sections too. Like, you have these Fortune 500 companies commenting on some of these social media influencers, whatever you want to call them, content creators, right? Because they understand that, like, the younger generation, that's what they do. Like, that's what's going on. So how can we use social media as a tool to not only grow your brand or your company or your business, but, like, to mentor? Like, it can be used as a mentorship tool. If you were to go check out my TikTok, it's nothing but how can young hoopers better themselves in the game, mentally, physically, and prepare for that next level. And that's strictly what that content is. I sometimes talk about Elite Fit Connect here on TikTok, but for the most part, like, I'm giving out free game based off of my experience and all the adversity that I went through as a small basketball player who went to go play at somewhere like West Point, which is, an anomaly in itself, right? Like, not, it's just an entirely different experience, but I do think my experience is beneficial to some people. And then lastly, there's a huge fear that comes with this. Like, you got to imagine, like, for me, I'm 32 years old, so I don't mind, or I should say, like, I'm a little bit more tactful when it comes to my social media presence, just through research, learning, educating myself and whatnot. But there's a lot of these young kids who just are doing it live, right? They have no real direction, and there's a fear of saying something wrong or presenting yourself the wrong way, or it's just new for me, marketing or socializing my business and my vision. It's new, right? I'm a very introverted person, so that was something that I had to overcome. But sometimes that fear is good, and that can be used as fire or a way to get you started, at least get you in the right direction. So don't be afraid of that fear. Accept that fear and make something of it. And truly, like, fear is just one of those things that you go through. It's almost very similar to going through adversity, but it's just something that you learn, or it's just something that you experience and grow from. And that just adds more tools in your leadership toolbox, right? Because again, even with leadership, it just looks completely different than what it has before. Athletes aren't waiting for permission anymore. They're just building their own ecosystem. They're building their own community because they understand, they're the first people to understand, especially, the younger generation, they're the first ones to understand how powerful social media is. And like, LeBron James, like, yes, he's been in the game for since the dawn of time, it seems like now. But, with his companies and his businesses and ventures, for example, Spring Hill, right? He's owning storytelling to amplify the voices of his community, or for people who are in similar communities. Okay. You have Nafisa Collier, who's the co-founder of Unrivaled, is reshaping women's basketball through ownership and equality and equity. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we know the problems with the WNBA. Whether you're on one side or the other, right? Like, they don't get paid a lot. So how can WNBA players, create a better environment that's fit for them so they can, reap the benefits of what they do on the court? Sue Bird, co-founder of Together, and it's like TOGETHXR. And that gives women athletes a platform to define culture, right? And these are just simple examples, but the list goes on, like I mentioned, right? It creates sustainability for, certain people, like Unrivaled for WNBA athletes, gender inequality in pay and representation in sports through tech and media, right? I think these are just important topics that a lot of young athletes are becoming a part of because they understand the importance of it, right? To have a voice in whatever they believe in, right? Especially when we talk about innovation and technology or whatever it may be. You got players like Jaylen Brown who are just super smart, super, super smart. He has a platform where, he can provide monetary support or additional resources to students who have these big ideas, groundbreaking innovations, right, that can really change your community. And that's the great thing about being in a space like sports, especially if you're an amazing player. The important thing about leadership is like when you are in the spotlight, in on these platforms, like it's you got to make sure that you prioritize accountability, ethics, over just control, right? Because someone who may look like me might not be afforded some of these opportunities that other kids get. And that's just the nature of reality right now. So it's up to leaders in the game to really just make sure everyone has an opportunity to be great at something, whatever that may be. Okay. And when I think back to my personal journey, right, from a young kid who had a dream to play at the Division I level, who learned how to work hard for something that I wanted, I learned a lot, right? And I'm very blessed for my journey. Especially now in retrospect, as someone who's in the corporate space, who consults with these big companies and now is building my own business, right? A Division I athlete at West Point to walking away from it with injuries and other issues and adversity that I was dealing with. I lost direction, I lost my identity. But that all that is purposeful, right? Because through faith, through my family, through reflection, I was able to rebuild that purpose, right? And I see that in Elite Fit Connect. And that's exactly where it came from, right? Elite Fit Connect was born or was built to free coaches from administrative headaches and all that chaos, really, so they can focus on what truly matters. And that's just developing players, right? That's why we do this. That's why you coaches and trainers spend hours and days of your own time and even resources and time away from your own families to build these young girls and boys in the game that they love, that you love as well. And mentorship, right? That's what it is. It's just mentoring these young kids to navigate through life through the vehicle of sports. And it shouldn't be about money, right? It shouldn't be about your own personal shine and you becoming famous or known, well known, or whatever. Like, your sole purpose in doing this should be to mentor these young kids to help them navigate life, right? And I truly think EFC is a platform that exists to restore that integrity in youth sports. And I think many of you who might be watching this or listening can attest to like that rock bottom, that time in your life where you think that there's nothing good that's going on. But in those moments, in the dark times and the storm, that's when you realize that, there is still light, right? Because once that storm starts clearing up, the last thing that you want to do is silo yourself into like this way of thinking or mentality to where there are opportunities, you're not equipped to take those opportunities, okay? Sometimes you have to find those opportunities yourself, okay? But that rock bottom is a very crucial moment in one's life to realize just that, okay, where you're rediscovering your purpose. Now I'm a nerd, like I'm a tech nerd, I'm a tech freak, like I love anything and everything that has to do with technology, and that started at a really young age, right? Just through being born in a technology era where we saw a lot of things. We saw the evolution of gaming systems, of computers, of voice communication, video communication, right? Like I was blessed enough to see all that. So I understand like kind of the full scope of what technology can do, because we saw it at a very early stage. And now like we're talking about AI technology. We're even talking about quantum computing now, which is another crazy concept to really even just grasp, right? But these are things that are being worked on. Okay. So my experience in the AI and data space has helped shaped my vision around Elite Fit Connect as a technical platform to help coaches and trainers run their businesses. Okay. But with that, like I always have to keep ethics first, right? Especially when we're talking about entrepreneurship and sports dealing with young kids, right? Because the last thing that I want for my platform to do is steer these kids wrong, right? So I always emphasize the importance of keeping the athlete first, because that's why we're doing it. Again, I can't say that enough. And so my vision is really just to scale EFC beyond basketball into a full athlete ecosystem, from grassroots training, young athletes growing to love the game, building themselves through the game, learning the game, becoming an expert in the game, to reaching that next level at the college level, you know, through their relationships with coaches and trainers and their parents and everybody else involved, right? And then on top of that, like I envision this platform facilitating, you know, some of these NIL deals, right, where we can create a certain metric, and I won't get into the details of it, but we can create a certain metric where it shows these NIL agencies how valuable this player is outside of just what they do on the court or on the field, whatever it is, right? We're taking, you know, we're doing in-depth analysis of like the player's actual skill level, their success on the court, and their social media presence, right? Because we want to make sure we take into account of everything that this athlete or player has to offer, so that way they can get the right deal, right? The right brand to support them, because we want to make sure that it's long term, right? And it's beneficial to the athlete's future. And that's where my mind's at when it comes to Elite Fit Connect. And I hope that all makes sense, right? Because it's a work in progress, but I really think that we just need ethics and integrity back into the sport. The next thing that I want to talk about is just balance, right? And the older I get, the harder it becomes, because obviously the more responsibility you have, if you're a spouse, if you're a father, if you're a mother, if you have, you know, people to look after, you got to pay for a house, you got to pay for an apartment, you got to buy groceries, you got to make sure your kids are healthy, you know, you got to make sure you're healthy. So there's just a huge balance that comes with everything that you do, right? And for me, it's like, I'm doing a lot, right? You know, I'm taking care of my family, you know, I'm trying to find ways to support them more than, you know, I can ever do, right? And I think any parent can attest, like, they want more for their kids than what they had growing up. You know, and I was blessed growing up, but I think that's just a natural instinct, right? But especially when you're balancing like building your own brand or building your own business through entrepreneurship, and you have a job and you're doing all these things, you know, it becomes tough, right? And so I've learned that sometimes you just got to do less, and that's what balance is. It's doing what really matters and prioritizing certain things, and you can't pour into others with an empty cup. And that's what I've learned more so these past couple years, right? If I don't take care of myself first, then how am I going to take care of everything else? And more importantly, how am I going to take care of my family? Have faith, right? Whether you're religious or you believe in something, no matter what, I think you have to have faith in something, because that's going to be what grounds you. And so with that, right, like, faith grounds me, family reminds me what matters, and then focus fuels consistent execution. And just through my life, right, basketball has taught me discipline. The military has taught me discipline, and my time at West Point taught me how to manage my time and to prioritize things, right? fatherhood has taught me balance, right? Because I cannot just go, go, go every second, every minute of the day. I have to take time to be nurturing, right? I have to take time to just spend time with my family and my kids, right? Being a husband has taught me a lot. It's taught me perspective. It's taught me patience and being understanding, being empathetic, to look through things a different way, right? Again, perspective. Entrepreneurship has taught me patience, but it's also taught me being optimistic, being disciplined, and so many other things, right? So it's like you got to take a second to reflect on all the things that you've gone through to really learn how to navigate through whatever space you're in right now. There's a term called periodization. For life, you have to rest, reflect, and then reset. That periodization is going to help you recharge your batteries so you can keep going and reach your goals. And that's what that is, okay? You also have to be able to manage your mental health, because I can tell you firsthand that I've seen mental health be the death of some people. And it's unfortunate that, you know, a lot of people go through this. I went through it. But like, if you don't take care of yourself mentally, it's going to be tough, right? I've lost some friends due to mental health, right? Through the military, through sports. And you know, I have family members who are going through it. And like I said, I went through it, right? So that's very important. And you absolutely have to prioritize that for yourself. First and foremost, you have to prioritize that for yourself. And then once you get yourself good, then you can start taking care of everything else, right? But you have to be good first, okay? Because you don't want to burn out, right? And that burnout is the biggest threat to longevity and leadership, okay? Because when you burn out, you start to forget your foundation and everything that you came from, right? And you start kind of victimizing and start pointing fingers and it's like, why me? Why am I going through this? All that stuff, right? But that's why you got to take care of your mental health. And that's why you have to go through stages of just resting, taking the time to reflect and resetting everything. Okay. And that comes through like building a routine, building that process so you can sustain discipline. Take time out your day to just sit back, reflect. Maybe when you wake up, take a few minutes to just get your mind together and prepare yourself for the day. Take some moments throughout the day to just close everything, shut off your work laptop or turn off your phone. Get away from any kind of screen and just focus, right? Focus on yourself, focus on your mental, maybe go for a walk, go lay down, sit in silence. You know, those things work. At the end of the day, definitely take time to disassociate with some of the things that you went through that day, especially, you know, when you have to go deal with your family and take care of your family, right? Because you don't want all your daytime drama and things to carry over to how you are with your family. Okay. I think that's really important. Okay. Have those moments to unplug, have those moments where you can focus with your family and have those moments where you can focus on yourself. Now, how do we build into the future for yourself and everything around you, right? We are in an era where every athlete has a platform. And the question is, what are you building it for? What is your purpose, right? And your brand is your character on display, right? If you think about it like an old show, like what? Let's say whatever it may be, right? Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith. Right? We know Will Smith for how he was in that show. And the unfortunate nature of, you know, a lot of actors and actresses is like their biggest performance on screen kind of carries with them. That carries with them into their real life. Especially for us as an audience and viewer, right? So I think it's important for us to like really think about like who we want to be as a person. We commit to that, right? We don't want our brand to be so different than who we are innately, right? Because then we're just going to have to play that game of turning things on and off, acting a certain way in public or in light or in the camera, right? We want to stay true to who we are in the core. Because without that, I don't think there's a real foundation there, okay? Because you can't fake it. You can't fake who you are and you can't fake your success, right? You have to live authentically and grow consistently, okay? Big thing about my company, Elite Fit Connect, and even this podcast, It's More Than a Game, it exists to guide that journey, not only for myself, but for, you know, players, trainers, coaches, and parents who are involved in the space, right? And I want this to serve as like almost like a testament, you know, through my story and then other people's story, right? Because I plan to have people on, right? And the next episode, we're going to have a really cool guest on there, right? So stay tuned for that. But, you know, this platform serves as my way of building the future in that sense, right? The game ends, but your brand never will, right? And I see it a lot where, you know, a lot of these kids who dedicate hours and days and years into their craft or their sport, and then once that ends, it's like they just lose themselves. And it's sad to see, but for me, how can we course correct that? How can we create an environment or community where we can prevent that for as many kids as we can? And so, you know, for next week, right, I'm really excited, and I hope, you know, we can really make sure it happens. But the guest that I plan on bringing on, you know, he has a very, very unique journey as well. And it's hard to say without really giving away his journey, but, you know, he's played at different levels. He's played at the professional level. He's been on the entertainment side of basketball, but now where he's at in his life, he has a direct influence on a lot of kids. And I think his journey, I can't wait for you guys to hear it from him, because it's a powerful journey, right? And it kind of just gave me chills just listening to him talk about it when it was just him and I, right? So, and I think some main points that we'll get out of that conversation is just like perseverance, faith, being purposeful, having your vision and really staying true to it. And then how community can transform lives, right? Because I think that's the reason why we do it, right? Leadership doesn't end when the jersey comes off. It just changes uniforms, right? And I think that's going to be the main theme for next week's conversation. But for this week, if you've made it this far in the podcast, whether you're watching on YouTube or you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, whatever it may be, I think a big way to really internalize everything that we talked about today is a simple exercise, but just write down your why, whatever you're doing. I don't care if you're involved in sports or not, write down your why. And really that's just one sentence that defines your purpose beyond what you're doing. In this case, you know, we're talking about basketball. So if you're a player, write one sentence that defines your purpose beyond basketball. I mean, that's the same if you're a coach or trainer, right? And then really make or be intentful and try to make one small step towards something that lasts, right? Whether that's in your business, whether that's in your network or within your family, right? Try and make one small step that's really going to make a difference and from your perspective, okay? And then thirdly is work on balance, protect your mental, protect your physical health, right? Because again, if you don't balance and prioritize you yourself first and then all the important stuff thereafter, you're just going to get lost and you're going to hurt yourself. And then in turn, how are you going to support everything else that you care about? Okay, so protect your balance, protect your mental health, protect your physical health. Okay, and so that's it for today. Again, I really appreciate you sticking around for It's More Than a Game podcast powered by Elite Fit Connect, and I will see you next time. Again, appreciate y'all. Peace.